This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, good Monday afternoon to everybody.
What is this, Rob Dibble, Norm Charlton music?
I don't know. I don't even know what the hell that song was about. I'll just move on. Let's get into it.
How are you, Michael?
I'm just stellar. I'm just always, every day I walk in this building, overwhelmed with the level of professionalism that we have around us. So let's just move it forward. The Godfather with us today, Rico on vacation. We have Stoney's red hot overreactions to the first series of the year for the Tigers. We got to talk a little college sports because I got questions and I think we got problems. But we're going to start out with the Red Wings. You're wearing a Red Wing hat.
Yes.
Which is an odd pairing with an Eagles sweatshirt, but yes. It's you. It's who you are.
Exactly.
I've reached a point with the Red Wings and tonight's game against Tampa Bay, and I want to know if I'm fair or unfair. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. Win or F yourself. That's just where it's at. You know what I don't want to do? Find more excuses for this team. I don't want to hear about, well, there's seven other chances or games in hand or, well, they played okay Saturday. They didn't win. They have lost four games in a row. Again, lose tonight, it's five. I don't want to hear that the Flyers are tripping over their garden hose every night or that Washington plays four more playoff teams. Win or F off to the sun. Is that an unfair standard where I go, fellas, earn your way in?
That would be a reasonable expectation, but if for some reason the stars align and we have a few more games down the stretch that they, you know, could still get in if they win that particular night, I'm not going to turn my back on them, but it would be nice to them to win a game in a place where they usually don't play very well.
But that would be nice. What I want is this. Don't be the best of the bad. Earn your way.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Can, for the first time in 5 weeks, can you put a solid week of hockey together? 2 weeks of hockey together?
Look, the most important thing is winning. There's no doubt about it. But as Kenny Cott, our hockey guru, will attest, except for the Carolina game, the three or four games, they've played pretty well. But they didn't win.
And to use your words, Mike, win.
I know.
I don't want to hear it.
Look, I'm looking at the game from watching the games. It's not that they came out and played like crap from the get-go. Like Lalonde, actually, the team actually had a pulse, which was a step forward than what they had been showing. It would be great for them to win, but they're not going to like forfeit their chances if they lose. Kenny and I, we said, what? They had three games at Florida, at Tampa and home to the Rangers on Friday night. Reasonable expectations, we'd be somewhat satisfied, is 3 points. They got one. Win one more, wow, and they're fine.
Well, but my point is, if they don't win tonight, I mean, enough. Come on, man.
It's like, tough. It's a tough watch. I get all that. And, you know, when some of your star players, DeBrincat, are not doing much, like missing breakaways, and okay, I don't, you know, hitting the post does not, you don't score goals by hitting the post in overtime. And that power play, when they had a 4-on-3 in overtime, was a freaking disgrace. Where Florida's got three guys lined up at the blue line, you'd think the Wings could like just chip it and go, you have an extra guy. It's overtime. And they could muster maybe one shot. That was awful.
I want to hear from the people on this. Is it unfair, or have you reached the same point where it's like, you know what, fellas, go out, beat Tampa tonight, or just kindly see yourselves out? I mean,
it would be good for your mental health, all our mental health. I get all that.
Jesus.
But I can't just give up on them.
And Mike, you're not wrong if you don't give up. You're not wrong for saying mathematically and all. I just feel, tell me if this sounds familiar, Mike. I just feel like we lack standards. I feel like we lack standards in this town. Like, the idea that the head coach of the team 10 days ago goes, well, you know, no one believed in us at the start of the year. And if you told me, as you have said, goalposts move.
Correct.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The seven-game, you know, this massive losing streak that followed the good vibes of post-Valentine's Day. Suddenly, they've never gotten it back on the rails.
No, they haven't.
So all I'm asking for is start playing well, yes, night over night. And if that means you didn't get in, it's a different conversation. But at a certain point, you don't get a trying award.
No.
Win.
Exactly.
I feel like the way they're playing right now, you don't deserve to be in. So if you trip over your garden hose and find your way in, that's fine.
Right.
It won't feel the same to me.
And I don't want to hear, like I said, about guys hitting the post and the ridiculous goal that went offside. Puck luck, tough. You have to overcome that stuff and take it to the opponent. Tonight's tough. Tampa's still really, really good. Are they the cup team that they were? No, but they can. They're a tough.
Hey, there's your boy.
They're
right
toughing
there.
Out.
I know you're all excited. They were showing some JJ highlights. Stoney's got a big take about JJ for later, too. It's hot takes only by Stoney today. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Hockey Elite.
Yeah.
Pull the ripcord. Let's get involved. Wings, Lightning tonight. I'm tired. Go win. Go play well. Right. Earn your way in.
Right.
Stop trying to look for ways to like fall into the playoffs.
Because you look at their last 10 games, they're 3-5-2. I mean, that's disgraceful. It is. Tampa, what are they in their last 10? 8-1-1. Washington, 6-3-1. The only other team that's as bad as the Red Wings in their last 10, actually there's two
the
others.
The Islanders are
2-7-1, and the Flyers are suddenly now in the wild card hunt.
3-5.
They're 3-5-2.
Or 3-5, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, so, I saw it this morning.
Yeah, so yeah, it's going to be, the Red Wings are going to have to beat out Philly is what it's going to have to come down to.
248-539-9797. Well, it starts tonight. Go ahead, you got Tampa. You're going to rise up and play? Because if the Wings lose tonight, you can just wake me up when the season's over. I've had enough. I can't keep watching it.
That's the thing. The Wings can't, they should be, of course, worried about the other teams because of the race. They got to worry about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They have to win games.
Yes. They themselves. Other than about the fans can play all the games with the standings that we want, okay? The players have to say, enough is enough. Let's just go out, or as, people like what Harbaugh said, and who was the other person who just said it recently? I'm going to die trying.
That's Izzo.
Izzo, yeah. Okay. So that's what they got to do. They got to just play their asses off.
But the big thing, David, it's what you said. Like, I don't want to watch the standings. I don't need to. If you win games, you get in. It would take something outer space-wise that if you went out and put a really strong 6-7 games together, that you wouldn't get in. Yeah. You know, you tip your cap at the end of the day if the other team was able to go 6-0-1 in that stretch or something. It's not going to happen. These teams aren't that good. The Wings have done nothing in the last month to deserve a playoff spot.
Right.
In fact, they are very fortunate they're even this close.
Yeah.
If we're being honest about it.
Right. The Islanders imploded too, and the Flyers are imploding.
Right. So with that, I just want to know, is tonight the last stop for people? And look, if you want to sell me, they could lose tonight, but win Friday. How would you feel? Play whatever games you want.
Right.
What I'm tired of is tuning in and watching them lose. And by the way, the one time they escaped from the fire.
They were very fortunate.
They did not deserve to win that game against Columbus.
No.
At all. So I just get tired of wasting. Look, guys, it's part of the topic a little later on of where we're at with college sports. Tired of watching stuff that's not entertaining. I want to be entertained.
Correct.
That's what these things are. They are entertainment products. Wings got to win some games to be entertained. Go to Tampa. Show you're a playoff team. Otherwise, what the hell are we talking about?
Okay, well, let's differentiate between entertaining and winning.
Sure.
Okay, so if they're entertaining tonight and lose, you will still be pissed off,
problematic.
Right?
It's got to be both.
Okay. Right.
But, I mean, Mike, when all they've done since the blessed Friday of February 28th, where we were like, wow, this is real, car flags right. up, all they've done is lose.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, if you want to hand out a participation trophy out there and tell me how good their Fenwick is over the last three games versus the previous 10.
No, I don't want to hear Fenwick, Corsi, or
well,
anything.
Call a different show.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
We're going to get to the net.
That's it. We're going to get to the people. We got Stoney's hot overreactions from the opening weekend of Tiger baseball. Holy hell, are the White Sox bad. But we'll get to it because the Tigers won. And all we can ask is winning.
Right.
But
exactly.
We have some overreactions. Stoney claims you have Mariano Rivera in the bullpen. We're also going to do some college sports stuff as well. And we got mock drafts. We got a lot to do on a Monday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.